Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker. So, today I wanted to talk a little bit about dating and its cost to you financially. And this came about because I was just surfing on the web, and some guy had said I was on Reddit, and some guy was talking about the girl he was dating wanted a date night, and it became kind of a big deal that every Friday or Saturday night that they went out and had a date night. And he was saying, well, you know, we usually go out, maybe catch a movie. We might go out for a bottle of wine and dinner and so on and so forth. And I decided to kind of look up. I said, you know, I wonder how much this is costing him. So I looked it up. And this is going back, I think it's to 2017. But it says here in the United States today, the average cost of a date in the form of dinner for two, bottle of wine, and two movie tickets. And I don't know if everybody does, you know, dinner and wine and movie tickets, but let's say one weekend you go to the movies, and the next weekend you go for dinner or whatever, and then another night you go out for drinks. Well, that's still going to kind of sum up to the whole thing, right? It'll set you back $102. Now, let's say you do this every 2 weeks in a relationship, if you're in a relationship. If you're casually dating, you're not going to be spending that much money. You might go out for a couple of drinks, maybe a light dinner, and you know, it might be $50. But if you add that up, I mean, think about spending $100 every other week, right? There's 52 weeks in the year, so every other week would be 26 weeks. Sorry, my bad math. 26 weeks that you go out and spend $100, right? It's $2,600. Now, you know, $200 a month, that's, you can lease a cheap car for that. And I know this because I had a car payment on my Nissan Leaf after the tax incentives for the electric that was literally like $205 a month. That's car insurance. That's a motorcycle payment. So if you were to ask me, which would you rather have, a date or a motorcycle? I mean, come on, that's not even a question, is it? So while that may seem like a lot, just wait until you see how expensive it is to date in New York, the state with the highest average cost for a date night. South Dakota comes in at like $45, and New York was $232 per date in New York City. Man, you no way, never happened. And so then I said, well, you know, for fun, let's say, because woman, how many times do you read over and over and over again that women want to be dined? My time is worth it. I want to be courted. I want the guy to pick out the date. I want him to pick a venue. I don't want him to be cheap, so on and so forth, right? We hear this. So if you come across as, hey, let me find some cheap, fun things to do for us, she's, even if you don't say cheap, right? If you take her out and, you know, you're asking how much prices are, you're looking at the menu going, man, this place seems a little expensive, let's look somewhere else. You're done, man. You're done. Because even if you're just, you know, I'm a little bit cost efficient. You know, I try to be careful where I spend my money. But if you come across that way, well, you know, odds aren't very good in your favor. Now, not to say that some good women wouldn't mind doing something cheaper, but let's be honest, a lot of them really expect you to kind of wine and dine them. Not to mention that Tinder that I had in one of my other videos as well, that Tinder stat where like 70% of them just do a swipe to get a free dinner out of it. I mean, it's a real thing now. You know, the Tinder, I forget what they call it, but they basically just, women just go out with dudes to get a free meal. So if you add that in there, I mean, you're spending a ton of money and your wheels are just spinning. You're not going anywhere. So I said, okay, well, let's, for fun, because I know what women kind of want when they go out on a date. I mean, maybe I can't pick the best date in the world, but usually you're going to meet for, you know, coffee and then maybe drinks as you go on a second date or something. And then a dinner's got to come in and maybe movies or, but I wanted to see what women should do for their guy if they want to invite a guy out for a date. Okay. You guys are going to get a kick out of this because I read this and I'm like, this is not a date for a dude. So I purposely went to a website that was kind of designed towards women, and it was a woman writer of this article, and it's her writing advices for a girl to take out a guy. Okay, keep that in mind as I read these. Number one, hit up the nearest bar with a working jukebox. Right? Give each other $2 and choose the best songs available and compare your impeccable tastes in music. Okay, so if you're in a bar, it doesn't say anything about, you know, her buying drinks, but if you're in a bar and you give her $2, I mean, it says give each other $2. Here's $2. All right, here's your $2 back. We're even. So how is that a good idea? Just pick out songs if you're going to do it. Are you ready for date number two? Now, this is on a list of like 100 of them. I picked the top 20. These are number 1 through 20, so this is their best ideas coming out of the gate. Number 2, go grocery shopping together. Oh, the excitement. Ooh, my heart's racing. Imagine going grocery shopping with somebody. Pushing past aggressive shoppers for the late last crown of broccoli alone is miserable, but with a special someone, it's a sexy team sport. I'm not making this up, I swear. Okay, number 3, spend an hour planning out future dates. Wow, the power of positive thinking. Also, a good way to get a partner who is usually too chill to make plans to actually make plans, so you can spend a date later on for an event where you can spend his money. Now, okay, maybe in this case, we'll say the girl would take him out. Okay, number 4. Listen to this crap, right? Take a boxing class together. Even if you don't feel like punching him, maybe you sort of feel like punching them. Really? This is the first couple of dates. Wow, talk about some serious hate issues. All right. Number 5, grab a zip car. So you can tell they're already in a big, this is definitely someone living in a big city. And drive somewhere new. Or you could just have your jump in your car, or if you're in the UK or something, jump on a metro, or if you're in Japan, jump on a train, whatever, and go somewhere new. Okay. Number 6. Hold on to your pants, guys. This one seriously will blow you away. This is really what I want to do on a first couple dates with a girl. Get pedicures together. That's right, guys. Let's get our nails done and get a massage and a hot bath. Now, I've had one, and they are pretty good. But if you think that's a date, no. Sit in a big, cozy massage chair and spend 45 minutes getting just as intimate as you are relaxed. Right. How much is this crap costing us? Plan a fake vacation together. Remember the game you played as a kid where you'd spin a globe to see where your finger landed and pretended you were flying out immediately? No, I do not remember that game. I live in the real world. Do the same, but like with the internet, and see how well your vacay styles mesh. Crash a party. Now finding a fake vacation together is free. Okay. Taking a boxing class together. Okay. Maybe she does buy that, but spend an hour planning future dates, free. Go grocery shopping together. You're going to pay for your own groceries. Hit up a nearest working jukebox, $2 that you exchange. So you didn't even get $2 on your date, right? And I'm guessing most of these, the guy's going to have to pay for, but her ideas mostly free. Crash a party, find a work happy hour at a nearby bar, a wedding in a park, whatever, throw on some nicest clothes and pretend you know somebody. Free and kind of weird. I mean, it could be fun, but that's still free. And the reason why I'm pointing out free is because I looked on list after list after list, and there were way too many to pull up, but every single one of them was like, take her to a comedy club and drinks. Man, I've done that. That's like even the cheap ones are $10 plus drinks, minimum of 2 or 3 in some places. You're looking at 30, 40 bones before you even get out the door, right? All right, next one. Play hide and seek. I'm serious. Play hide and seek. Always and forever the flirtiest game. Okay. Teach them how to do something new. Maybe you've still got an old soccer tricks or like really good at knitting. Teach them how to do something you love and show off your skills at the same time. Okay, you're going to teach me how to knit? Okay, really? That's a date idea. Okay. Can you see any guy like, oh, dude, we had the greatest time, man? Big, burly, muscular biker dude, or totally fit, like, you know, jock kind of dude. We just went to her house, man, and we played hide and seek, and then we knitted for a little while, and then we planned a future date out to Europe, and then we went and got a pedicure together. She's describing like a best friend that is not female. All right, play a private game of Never Have I Ever. Okay. Free. Create a dinner out of only food truck stuff. Again, role reverse this. Hey, Jen, how did your date go with Bob? Yeah, he took me out to a food truck for dinner. A food truck. You can hear that. You can, man, can you hear that? Right? But that's their idea. Your town definitely has at least one, so go hit up a local food truck park. Your local food truck parks and create the most gourmet meal possible. Go axe throwing together. This is apparently a thing now. So go do it. Plan a dinner party. See how well you work together in the kitchen and show off your skills. Or you can, there was another article I read about dinner parties. It's like, or have all your friends bring the food and you just host it. Wow, you're lazy and you like free things. 15, find a photo booth. You know what to do. Yes, you know what to do. Go back to 1986. Hit up a protest together. Wow, good times. God knows there are plenty worth your participation. Yes, because there's just protests all over the place in Minot, North Dakota. Number 17, unearth your childhood teen photos. Yeah, so there you go, guys. That's what girls think we guys want for a date. You know, when you kind of get to it, I think what bothers me the most about this is, number one, you see so much about women saying, I'm a princess, my time is valuable, I expect to be wined and dined, he better take me out and he better show me a good time. And you know, if it with women growing in the workplace and going to college and graduating and coming out with degrees, and you know, this big rise in female empowerment, that's great, that's fine, man, that's, you know, awesome. But you can't have it both ways. You can't say, hey, I want to make as much as a man, and I still don't want to have to pay for anything when it comes to dating, because all it does is it cuts his wallet in half. And when your date ideas are silly things like this, and this is like from Cosmopolitan or something, this isn't some backwater thing. When these are your date ideas, guys are going to know you're going out on the cheap. And when we go out to dinner and when we go out to drinks, there's that social stigma that if a guy doesn't reach for his wallet, right? We all know what that feels like when the woman's kind of sitting there looking at you, or that when the check comes, I've never, ever, ever, ever have I been on a date where the check came and the woman said, I've got it, and reaches for it right away. It always becomes, if you sit there for a second, it's kind of like, well, do you want to split it or something? And as a guy, if you say, yeah, let's go ahead and do that, that's your last date, guarantee you. The only way you ever get away with not paying for it, if the woman says, no, it's my treat, I've got it. Now, that has happened to me on a birthday, and that has happened to me maybe, and I take that back, in Thailand, when I was in Bangkok, I went on a date with a girl that worked at, went on several dates. I saw her for about a month when I was in Thailand, and she worked at like one of the cell phones companies in one of the high-rise towers in downtown Bangkok. And she was like a manager of like data tech or something like that. She bought everything. She bought the coffees. She bought the meals. And she said, no, you're my date and you're a guest here in Thailand. And I make good money and you're here on vacation. I said, no, let me at least treat some, because, you know, I mean, her paying for everything, I wasn't really, you know, I didn't necessarily wasn't down for that. I'll pull my weight too. She said, no, I insist. So I said, okay. That was the only time that's ever happened in my life, and don't think it'd ever happen again. So when we talk about, you know, acquire currency and, you know, leave the dating on the side, when you add up the little dates and the little this and the little that and those kind of things, it starts really adding up. And I know when I became single, I saved so much money that I could have made half of what I made before and just maybe cut down on a few little things. And I was in the black so much more. I had so much more money than I did before. I never, ever felt like I had more money than when I was single. So I wanted to talk about this a little bit, that again, another reason why when you say, man, I wish it'd be so nice if I had a girlfriend, or I, not only do you lose your freedoms and your ability to do whatever you want, whenever you want, but you also lose a lot of cash. You really do. And it's one of the reasons why, you know, me doing this bus, when I'm done with this house and I sell my vehicles and the only thing I have is my bus and my motorcycle, like just for insurance and for fuel and those kind of things, I'm down to a couple $100 a month and that's it. And there's no more expensive dates and there's no more anything. It's just what I want. I keep my air conditioning at like 80 during the summertime and I keep my heat at like 65, 60. Just because I can put on a sweater. I don't mind being a little cold, but I'm kind of cheap. And it's not because I don't have the money. It's because I want to keep my money. So one more reason, guys, that just being single is a great way to go. We can be cheap. Everybody can make fun of us and call us poor and broke and whatever, but I'll be crying on my stack of cash. I'm Joker. This is Better Bachelor. We'll see you next time. Thank you.